Hey everyone, Dave Menz, Laundromat Millionaire, coming to you for another episode of the Laundromat Millionaire Show. This is going to be a little bit different this evening. Carla and I actually had planned a whole different episode on a completely different topic. And unfortunately, there's been some drama in the industry regarding me, my relationship with Happiness, my relationship with Sense, Wash, Dry, Fold, POS, and even FastCard to a certain extent. And so I decided to shoot this episode just myself today so that you can hear directly from me where I'm at, why I advocate for who I do, and what I believe the future of our industry looks like. There's a lot of people out there twisting my words. They're trying to damage my credibility. They're trying to damage the credibility of all these organizations, which are all friends of mine, and I just can't have it. And so I decided, rather than continuing to be silent, that I would let you heal directly from me. This will be the only time that I address this, but I wanted you to hear it directly from Dave Menz's mouth. So let's jump into the new episode. All right, so here we are. I gave you a little intro there so you have an idea what this topic is going to be about. The first thing that I want to do is take you back to 2016. 2016 is when I decided to launch pickup and delivery with our Queen City Laundry brand. And when we decided to do that, we decided to use a different brand. Our brand was called Laundry Magician for pickup and delivery. And when we decided to do that, I knew I needed some type of software, and I looked at all the different options in the industry. Of course, everyone wanted me to use their software. I had the public profile back then, but certainly not anywhere near to the level that I do now with a book and a podcast and things like that. But needless to say, everyone wanted my business, just like they do all of us laundromat owners. We ended up settling on Springboard, which is the software platform that Happiness now uses. And that's how we met the people at Happiness, which was then called Springboard. We launched our pickup and delivery. Truth is, as I've talked about pretty transparently, we lost a lot of money over the next few years. The Springboard platform had all the tools that we needed for a very basic laundry pickup and delivery business to be able to launch and grow the business. Over those first couple years, we really, what I call, cracked the code to pickup and delivery. We obsessively looked at all the different options and avenues. We tried by the bag pricing and by the pound pricing. We tried all these different options. Ended up settling and figuring out our business model and creating, after about 2 years, a very lucrative pickup and delivery business as a Springboard licensee, which basically just means we were licensing their software. So we paid a monthly fee to Springboard and a small royalty. And that was how I got involved with the folks at Happiness, is that's what Springboard is the software platform that Happiness uses, and that's how I met them. So fast forward to the 2019 clean show. I had a relationship with the folks at Springboard. Happiness did not exist at that point. And the owner, the founder of Springboard, his name is John McCrell. A lot of you may know him. He approached me at the 2019 clean show and had this idea for creating this revenue sharing model. And the long story of it short is he approached me. We talked over several meetings. We talked after the clean show for a while. And he essentially wanted me to utilize my business model and my profile in the industry to help promote and launch pickup and delivery under the revenue sharing model, Happiness. The reason I bring all this up to you is because I was very apprehensive at first. I had a good relationship with Springboard. I had a great business model. I was actually very excited to share my business model with my fellow laundromat owners. I had actually been coaching without being compensated or paid or anything. I had been coaching fellow Springboard operators that were using that platform for probably a solid 18 months. Never asked anything from anyone, the fellow laundromat owners or the Springboard themselves. So when John decided to launch Happiness, he approached me at the clean show and basically said, I want you to use your business model and your platform to help grow and train all the Happiness operators as we launch. Long story short, over a couple months, we eventually came to an agreement. And that agreement was that I would change my business name from Laundry Magician over to Happy Nest. I would be quote unquote the first person in the industry using the Happy Nest brand other than John McCrell in Rhode Island for his local pickup and delivery business. And John knew that that would create a lot of visibility for the brand that I switched over. But the truth of the matter is there's been a lot of speculation out there that I was a Happy Nest operator, and I was not. I was never a Happy Nest operator, and I'm still not a Happy Nest operator. I was utilizing the Happy Nest name, but I was always a Springboard licensee who happened to be using the Happy Nest name. When we came to my national consulting agreement, they required, I actually didn't want to change my name, but they required me to in order for me to come to this agreement and partnership with them. I was compensated a salary. I was also compensated with some equity in the Happy Nest company, which is how I now own 3% of the company. That's not a secret. But that's how I got involved with Springboard and Happy Nest. At that time, I had a wonderful relationship with the folks at Springboard. They had provided a great tool for me to launch and grow my business. And that's why I agreed to kind of double down on that partnership and take our relationship to another level, which was Happy Nest. What I want to share with the industry is that I was apprehensive to do that. The reason I was apprehensive, and I told John this, is because I had seen other revenue sharing models out there like Washio and things like that, that I felt launched business models that didn't really, they weren't interested in a win-win proposition. They were more predatory. And I'm not speaking with Washio specifically. I don't know their intentions. But just giving an example of revenue sharing models and what I felt was good for us, for my fellow friends, my fellow laundromat owners. And I told John, I said, if that's the kind of business model you want to create, I don't want anything to do with it. Because I'm only interested in win-wins. And my motivation for being involved in this project is simply because I want to share my business model, my knowledge. I want to continue to coach and guide fellow laundromat owners all over the country. And so if we're going to launch a Happy Nest brand where we all have a unified brand, we're going to fly these people into Cincinnati. Me and my team are going to train them on how to launch and scale pickup and delivery. That's something I had a big heart to do, and I still have a heart to do today. I do it all the time, only as an independent brand with Laundromat Millionaire. Long story short, we negotiated. We end up working out a deal. And my deal breaker was essentially that we create a model that was a win-win for everybody involved. So we launched Happy Nest. I agreed to the Happy Nest company ended up paying to rewrap my trucks away from Laundry Magician to Happy Nest as part of the agreement. And on we went. And the truth is, for the first 6 months or so, it was a fantastic relationship. I enjoyed helping others. Everybody was new to the platform, so they were all kind of ramping up. And no one was really making any money, per se, that I know of. But the truth of the matter is, we were all on the right track, and then COVID hit. When COVID hit, obviously, the leadership at Happy Nest, we all had some disagreements on how to deal with the COVID trauma, whether to continue to scale operators, whether to continue to train them in Cincinnati. So you can imagine, just like any company, that was a really... it was a difficult time. There was a lot of difficult decisions to make. But we continued to plow forward and move forward, and you know, the organization as a whole did what they thought was best for the industry. So fast forward, in August of 2021, I resigned from my position at Happy Nest. I was never a Happy Nest operator, so I continued to utilize the Springboard platform as a licensee, continued to use the Happy Nest name until just recently. There's nothing better than free. Ever heard that before? Well, it's not true. You know what your laundromat customers like even better than free? It's fast. That's right. They want to get in and out of your laundromat as fast as possible, and they'll pay more for that experience too. That's why I added HM Company drain troughs into my newest store in Cincinnati, Ohio. While they may never know why, your customers will love that your washers all drain better and faster than with old school drain pipes. As if that wasn't enough, every HM Company drain trough is made in the USA. So they ship in only a couple weeks, and every trough is custom made just for you. If you want to provide your customers with the top of the industry experience in your store, then contact your distributor today to order your HM Company drain trough, or just visit their website, draintroughs.com. And so what ended up happening, the most that I'm willing to share with them is with the industry, is that, long story short, we ended up coming to a place where there was a lot of strategic and difficult decisions to be made within Happy Nest. And one of the things Happy Nest did is they changed their revenue sharing model from 75-25 to 50-50. And it was just at the beginning of the relationship. Leadership at Happy Nest made that change without me even being aware of it, completely caught me off guard. And the truth of the matter is that that change was probably the beginning of me not being interested in the Happy Nest partnership moving forward. But the fact of the matter is, I don't really want to drill down on too many of the details as to why I left Happy Nest, but I want you to hear directly from me that I have no animosity towards Happy Nest or John McCrell. I have a lot of friends that are employees at Happy Nest. I have a lot of friends that are Happy Nest operators all throughout the country. Many of them I trained and coached, and I'm very proud of them for the success that they found. And the reason I want to share and tell you this story is that I resigned from Happy Nest as a co-founder. I was one of the three co-founders from the original Happy Nest. I resigned in August 2021, and I did that basically because I felt the company was shifting, and this was just Dave Menz's opinion, but I felt the company was shifting away from a win-win proposition and was shifting more towards a business model that wasn't really interested in everyone winning. It was probably favored the company a little bit more than the independent operator. And being an independent operator myself, and a lot of these operators being my friends, I made it clear in leadership meetings that I didn't think this was a good idea. But at the end of the day, leadership above me, people that had much more equity than me, made decisions that they thought was best for the company. They disagreed with me, which is fine. If you've ever been in a relationship, a marriage, a partnership, you've had disagreements. My opinion was that this wasn't in the best interest of an independent operator. Their opinion was that I was wrong, that they felt this was a completely fair business model moving forward. And so we decided to part ways. I let them know in August of 2021 that I was resigning. We had a semi-amicable relationship at that point, and I moved on. Carla and I had already started the Laundromat Millionaire brand, and I was becoming more and more of an advocate of the industry as a whole. My tagline, wanting to elevate the industry. Another reason that I left Happy Nest is I didn't just want to coach and focus on Happy Nest operators. I was becoming much more motivated and passionate about coaching and helping the industry as a whole, whether you were a Happy Nest operator or not, whether you used another software or not. That was something that was becoming, it was on my heart. And so that we decided to part ways. There wasn't animosity to us, you know, for the most part. I don't have any ill will towards Happy Nest. I don't have any ill will towards Happy Nest operators. And the reason that I decided to tell you this little story and to share this with you is because since that point, unfortunately, a lot of people have been twisting my words. A lot of people have been twisting the words of the folks at Happy Nest, including, you know, some of the operators. People say things and everybody turns it into what they want it to be. And I think that's unfortunate. I don't think it's fair to me. People are trying to destroy my credibility and my reputation. And I can live with that. It's part of being a public figure. But unfortunately, people are also trying to destroy the brand and reputation of Happy Nest. People are saying that I say negative things about Happy Nest. People are saying that that I've said Happy Nest did this and did that, which is absolutely not true. There were disagreements in the leadership, and those happen all the time, and we parted ways. It was nothing more than that. And so the first thing I want to tell the industry and the people that are creating the drama and the animosity is shame on you. Shame on you, because me and Carla, what we do here at Laundromat Millionaire, we genuinely want what's best for everyone. That includes Happy Nest. That includes any other service provider in the industry. That includes all of the independent laundromat owners, even the ones that are trying to tear us down. We genuinely want what's best for you, even if you don't want what's best for us. But unfortunately, what happens when you're a public figure and you stay silent on topics and subjects is a lot of times what happens is people start to read things into them that aren't there. They start to insinuate things that aren't true. They try to corner you. They try to create drama, both for me to damage my credibility and to damage the credibility of the folks at Happy Nest. I didn't feel that was fair to me. I still don't. I didn't feel it was fair to the folks at Happy Nest. And so I wanted to address this publicly to let you know what happened and why I'm no longer an advocate for Happy Nest. I have nothing, no ill will. There's people out there saying that I believe Happy Nest somehow deceived me, and that's not accurate. I've never said that. There's people having conversations with me on Facebook threads and things like that, and then manipulating things I've said, which are hypotheticals, and then turning them into Dave said this about Happy Nest, which is not true. I just basically have tried to let people know. I've tried to be authentic and transparent, and let people know that I'm no longer with Happy Nest. I don't really have anything else to say about it. If everything was perfect, I'd probably still be there, but we had some disagreements, and that's okay. But I don't think it's fair to damage Happy Nest credibility, my friends over there. I don't think it's best to attack me. And it's unfortunate that's happening. It's happening because, as we all know, Happy Nest has competitors in the revenue sharing space. Happy Nest also has competitors that aren't revenue share models, but they have software services and things like that. And unfortunately, they want to damage them in the interest of tearing down their building. If you were at the Laundromat Millionaire Conference, I did a 1-hour keynote speech on us as an industry trying to build each other up and encourage each other rather than tearing each other down. And unfortunately, there are some service providers, organizations in the industry, and individuals that believe the way for them to get ahead is to tear me down. The way for them to get ahead is to tear Happy Nest down. And that's unfortunate. I hate that I'm being used in that way. And so I wanted to address it directly with you. The last thing I want to touch very quickly, which is a little bit smaller matter, is it's also no secret that I used Wash Dry Fold POS for my over-the-counter POS. And some people are also using me leaving Wash Dry Fold POS as a way to try to tear them down, as if Brian and Ian did something wrong. Brian and Ian did nothing wrong. When I decided to leave Springboard and Happy Nest, I decided, well, this is a clean slate, and I'm going to look at the entire industry. I'm going to look at all the software platforms out there, and I'm going to try to figure out what's best for me and my organization. If I'm going to make this change and this leap in technology, I'm going to look at all the avenues. And so I did demos, most of them under names that were not my name, so that when I was demoing these things, these companies didn't actually know they were demoing with Dave Menz. And it wasn't because I was trying to be secretive. I just wanted to get a real world demo of the product and service without these companies trying to bring me on board. The reason I felt that way is because when I resigned from Happy Nest in August 2021, almost every one of their competitors in the industry approached me and either offered me consulting jobs, W-2 jobs, wanted me to be a brand ambassador for them. Very few of them did not approach me. And so I knew that I had a public profile at that point in 2021, and I just wanted to make a decision that was best for me and my company. And so, unfortunately, what's also happened is that the folks at Wash Dry Fold POS, people have tried to attack their reputation and their brand as if they've done something wrong, and that's why I left Wash Dry Fold POS, which is not accurate, and it's not fair to Brian and Ian. I called Brian personally because I consider Brian a friend of mine when I left, and I explained to Brian that I was going to be changing my platform over to Sense. I explained that I was leaving Springboard and Happy Nest, and I was looking for an all-in-one solution, and I had decided to use Sense, mainly because Wash Dry Fold POS didn't have a pickup and delivery option at that time. And Brian was very, very gracious. I mean, he understood. He said, you know, I hope to someday earn your business again, but he was very gracious about that. And so Wash Dry Fold POS did nothing. I have nothing but good things to say about them, their organization, their products and services, and Brian and Ian. So I want to address that as well, because I don't think it's fair that people are trying to damage their credibility because I quote unquote left them. I did advocate for them. I had Brian, who's a friend of mine, on the podcast, and I promoted Wash Dry Fold POS and that we used it. And then unfortunately, when I decided to no longer use it, people used that against Brian, which I don't think is fair at all. And so I wanted once again for you to hear this directly from me. Also, part of the reason that I decided to join the Sense team and use their platform is because they also told me of their vision to add credit card readers to every machine in the store that were Sense card readers. And it was truly an all-in-one solution. So I could have my pickup and delivery software, I could have my over-the-counter POS, and I could have my credit card readers on every machine all through one company. And I loved that option. And it's also not a secret that I have FastCard credit card readers in one of my stores. Unfortunately, people have used this transition where I've not used FastCard in my new store, but I'm using Sense credit card readers to attack and go after the folks at FastCard and CCI, which is just really disturbing to me because I also consider them my friends. I consider them good people, solid people in the industry, and who have a great product. And I think that's a shame. And so that's part of why I wanted to address this publicly. The last thing is I want to let you know how I ended up with Sense. So when I was doing my due diligence and doing all these demos and stuff, I obsessively watched Jordan Berry's Laundromat Resource podcast, and he had Alex Jakowski from Sense on there, and they were talking about their vision. I had never heard of Sense. I had never heard of Alex, and this was about the time I was trying to make a decision, and I was incredibly impressed by their interview on Jordan Berry's podcast. And the reason I was impressed because we shared a likewise vision. We shared a vision of the people at Sense want to build something, a platform, a all-in-one solution for us independent laundromat owners. They're not trying to create a revenue share model. They're not trying to divide the industry. They're not trying to advocate for tearing this building down in order to build our building up. They're a very positive organization. They provide amazing support. And what happened is when I watched that interview on the Laundromat Resource with Alex Jakowski, I could see that. I could see that was their heart. That was their mission. That was their vision for their product. And that's who me and Carla are. That's who we are. That's who we want to advocate for. That's who we want to promote. And that's who we want to use as a laundromat. And so I reached out to my friend Jordan Berry. And I said, hey, this is mind-blowing to me, this interview. I'd like you to do me a favor and introduce me to Alex and me because I want to talk to them before I make a decision. And so Jordan obviously did that. Jordan's a friend of mine, if you didn't know. He set up a meeting. I jumped on a call with them. I was even more blown away after speaking with Alex about their mission and what Sense was trying to build. And I felt it fell perfectly in line with who we are here in Cincinnati at Queen City Laundry. They had all the tools and resources that we needed to not only operate our business now with an all-in-one solution, but also their forward-thinking vision of trying to build something that's really going to revolutionize the industry versus just solving singular, small, individual problems. And so I really resonated with Alex, the CEO at Sense, and he's become a friend of mine. I consider Alex a friend now. And so, unfortunately, all this vitriol kind of stirred itself up because I recently posted something on my social media that I was very proud to be using Sense all-in-one solution. I shared pictures of their new credit card over-the-counter POS terminal, which is pretty cool. I shared pictures of their credit card readers on every machine. I shared pictures of their kiosk that we're using, and I shared that I could start washers and dryers. My attendants could start washers and dryers from the Sense POS, and it was all time dates tracked and stamped and everything. And this was all part of the all-in-one solution that I was looking for, and it just so happened that my mission, my vision for who I want to be as a public figure within the laundromat industry, and Sense's vision perfectly aligned at this perfect time. And I'm grateful to them for going on the Laundromat Resource podcast. I'm grateful to Jordan for having them on and sharing their vision. And I've been working with them ever since to try to revolutionize the industry. Now, whether you and so, of course, it's not a secret. I now advocate for Sense. Sense does not pay me. I am not an employee of theirs. They've never paid me. They sponsored the Laundromat Millionaire Conference, which was a special deal in a vacuum. But I'm not a W-2 employee of theirs. I'm not a contractor of theirs. I'm just a happy customer is what I am. I'm someone that uses their products and services in my store. I believe in their mission for the future of our industry. I believe it's a part of what I want to do to elevate the industry. And so I post like I post to let people know that I think these are good people doing good things with a pretty amazing product, and I think it's going to continue to get better. When I do that, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with CCI Fast Card. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with Happy Nest. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with Wash Dry Full POS. What it means is those all serve an individual isolated solution, or at least did at that time. And I was looking for a bigger solution. And that's it. That's it. That's all there is to it. And so I think it's very unfortunate that my credibility is being attacked and damaged because there's a lot of other competitors and service providers in the industry who don't want me to be able to help promote and advocate for Sense. And so I'm being attacked personally. My wife is being attacked. People are manipulating our words and saying things we didn't say to also attack Happy Nest and Wash Dry Full POS. And it's unfortunate because at the end of the day, I believe that these are all good people trying to do good things for the industry. I believe that we all are trying to do what we think is the best thing for the industry, although we all have different visions and ideas of what that looks like. And so once again, I wanted to use this platform that Carla and I have created to let you hear directly from me. And so I hope that makes sense. The last thing that I will tell you is this is the last time and the only time that I will be addressing this publicly. So the clean show's coming up in a few weeks. I wanted to address the industry collectively and let you know where my heart is. And what we're doing in Cincinnati is we're using Sense All-in-One Solution. We think it's fantastic. I only posted online to let people know that it existed because the clean show's coming up in a few weeks. And if that's something that you think might be a good solution for you, then you should go talk to the folks at Sense. I don't work for Sense. I'm not a salesperson for Sense. I just think they're doing good stuff. If you're looking for something different, you may want to go talk to the folks at FastCard or Happy Nest or Spider Wash or Wash Dry Full POS or Curbside or Wash Club or Sense or Starch Up or Clean Cloud. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out. But at the end of the day, the clean show is supposed to be about our industry coming together, and it's supposed to be about all these service providers having booths and demos and resources available to show you who they are and what they do. If you want to know what their mission is, if there's a bigger picture behind the product, that's an opportunity to a lot of times go right to the CEO in some cases and get information from them. So the last thing I want to leave you with today is this is the last time I'll be addressing this because I don't think it's fair to me and Carla. I don't think it's fair to our family. And I don't think it's fair to all the service providers who are doing the best they can to serve us laundromat owners. I also don't think it's fair to my friends and my fellow laundromat owners who get on Facebook groups and forums and things like that looking to improve their businesses, and then they have to deal with all this garbage and drama. I think it's high school, and I think it's a shame. And so shame on you all that are doing that, regardless of what your intentions are for. So I hope this makes sense. If it doesn't, I'm sorry, but this is the best explanation that I can give you. I will not be responding to this. If you call me, if you email me, if you text me, if you approach me at the clean show, I will not be addressing this again. So my comment to you, whether you are my best friend in the industry or somebody who really, really tries to tear me down, my comment to you will be the same, whether it's in person or on the phone. And that's no comment because I'm just going to continue to pivot back to away from all this drama and negativity. And Carla and I are going to continue to drive Laundromat Millionaire forward for what we believe is positivity in the industry. So I hope that makes sense to you all. We will see you for another episode of the Laundromat Millionaire Show soon. And we're going to get back on track with bringing you value. So we'll see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.